And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Yes, we are digging ourselves out of the big snow of 2019, although, you know, we were closed for 2 days, Thursday and Friday, and I have to send a shout out to my BFF in California, Barbara, who is scheduled to fly in on United Airlines, the shuttle into Prescott Airport on Thursday night. That one, along with many, many others, got canceled out of there. So, boy, that was a disappointment as I was watching that snow thinking, no, it'll never happen. These things don't happen. And then watch it come down in buckets. And so, anyway, shout out to Barbara. We'll make another trip together, girlfriend. But everybody else, it was crazy. And when you're sitting there and you can't go anywhere and you're watching it snow come down and you're on your iPad with Facebook or your computer and you're really thinking misery does love company, because everybody's pictures just made me feel so good that I wasn't the only one in the world being dumped on like that. But here we are, a wonderful show today, back in the swing of things, beautiful sunshine outside here in the beautiful Quad City area, but specifically Prescott Valley. We're thawing out, looking good, and lots of good things going on, so we don't waste any time. Got a couple of good guests for you. Well, we're going to talk to Fred Vail from Charlotte Hall Museum, talking about Uptown here in Prescott. But boy, they dig themselves out, and then they also had to reschedule a very special groundbreaking that they were holding, so we'll talk to Fred about that. Then coming to us from Granville Elementary School is Christine Griffin, and then our Chamber Spotlight on Business, B&W Fire Security Systems, and Dustbusters Janitorial. Lots of great things going on here on Talk of the Town, Prescott. Glad you're joining us today on this beautiful day here on KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
Windfall Willie here from the Arizona Lottery. What are the odds of a sub-zero blizzard hitting Phoenix? Not good. How about the odds of winning a wrestling match against a barrel of rattlesnakes? Even worse. For the best odds, play my newest game, Triple Twist. With overall odds of 1 in 7.9, your chances of winning have never been better. Woo-wee! Play Great Triple Twist today for just $2. Comparison of odds based upon current Arizona Lottery draw games only.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Fred Vail, the Executive Director of Charlotte Hall Museum. Welcome, Fred.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Glad to have you here. So let's talk a little bit about the snow of 2019. How did you guys fare out there at Charlotte Hall Museum?
Oh, we had to shut down.
It is.
We had huge snow. And, we were down on Thursday and Friday, and then I kept it out. I kept it closed on Saturday.
Right.
We could have been open. I was concerned about melting and black ice and that type of thing.
It's so better to see safe.
We were just being safe. But we opened Sunday.
Okay.
And we're open now.
And paths are clear. And
very
I bet
much
it's
so.
Quite beautiful. Every time of year that you go to Charlotte Hall is unique and different.
Well, this year is certainly different.
You will see what it was like way, way back when in the storms and the winters.
What was it, the big storm of 67 or something like that? Yeah. That Bruce Fee used to talk about all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, did we beat that this time, or was it just short of it?
From what I understood, we did not set a record.
Right, okay.
So I don't know what the measurements were. From the lore is it was 3 or more feet. Yeah,
right.
So I don't know.
Well, it was a record in my lifetime here. I've been here, well, in 13 years here in the Prescott Valley area. Obviously, I came from the White Mountains. And Springerville, Eager, and Greer, and up there gets a whole sure. lot more than we do here. But
well, I came from Pennsylvania, so
holy smokes, you probably
this
all
is
along.
This is just a flurry.
And as you said, you're open now.
We are open.
You are open for business. So let's talk about one of the things that happened during this big year closure is you were going to have a groundbreaking.
We were going to have a groundbreaking for our new education center. It was scheduled for Thursday. Of course, that's when the snow came in.
And, right.
And we had the foresight to cancel it, or not cancel it, but to postpone it until this coming Thursday.
Right. So now it's been rescheduled for this coming Thursday, day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow at 28th.
And
yep,
what time?
At 4 o'clock. We'll be putting some shovels in the ground and have a few little speeches here and there. Not too much, just enough to thank people for the support they've given us over the course of the last 18 months. We started this campaign in June of 16.
Wow.
And in the course of that, we've raised closing in on $3 million.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about this educational center.
Well, it's two stories with a basement, and there's a story also about the basement that
uh-huh.
I can tell you about. But we originally had it as a two-story building, first floor auditorium, seats 135 people or so, uh-huh. and a warming kitchen so that we can have catered events and so forth. The upstairs would have conference room and classrooms and some office space as well. That was the plan. When our engineers got to the point of testing the soil under the building so
right.
that we could construct, they learned that it wasn't stable enough to hold the building, so they suggested we excavate the whole entire footprint of the building down to about 14 feet and then recompact it.
Okay.
We said if we're going to dig that hole, let's put in a basement.
Right.
So now we have a basement. We'll have a basement, and it's going to be at the same level as the basement in the existing building, which is really an addition to the Lawler Center.
Oh, okay.
And it'll expand our collection area by 3,500 square feet.
Wow.
The whole building is over 10,000 square feet.
Now, in this basement, will this be exhibit space or storage space?
Storage space.
Storage space.
We have over 40,000 objects in our collections,
mm-hmm.
you know, physical objects.
Right.
And we
are they all stored
tend
around
to run
the
out of space.
Campus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The whole Lawler building, which is that big brick building.
Right.
There's a basement under that, which is suitable for storage of artifacts. In other words, it has the appropriate environmental controls.
Mm-hmm.
Then under the trades building that we constructed in 2013, we have additional storage space.
Right.
So we have, we only have about 15% or so, 10% maybe of our objects on exhibit.
Right.
So,
but you rotate those out and do different.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have permanent exhibits and we have changing exhibits mm-hmm. and so forth.
Right.
But the problem, the reason we're building this facility is that the spaces we currently have mm-hmm. for programming are simply not adequate. They don't have the capacity.
Right.
We have to turn people away. Last Saturday we had a lecture in a room that holds about 70 people, and we had turned people away at the gate. We said, "We don't have no room for you. Fire
wow.
code won't let any more in there."
Right.
So
right.
That's one reason. The other thing that it'll do for us is once we can begin using the new facility for mm-hmm. our educational programming, it'll relieve those areas in the existing facility that we are using for that purpose, and we can expand our exhibit space.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we'll be able to take the theater, parts of the kitchen, and what we call the West Gallery, which are mm-hmm. all being utilized at this purpose, for this purpose, for education. We'll be able to turn that into exhibit space. And it'll be a long-term plan. I mean, we have a long-term exhibit plan that'll take us from the prehistory exhibits that we completed this past 2 years ago.
Right.
Right on through chronologically up to early Prescott.
My goodness.
Actually into the 20th century of Prescott.
So I'm picturing the campus. And I'm trying to picture where this building is going to go, because I know you walk through the main gates, and if you go straight ahead, you're going to walk to the Lawler building.
That's the Lawler. So if you go down to the left, where that little parking lot is down on Beach and Beach and McCormick, mm-hmm. that's where it's going to go. It'll butt right up against the existing Lawler, and it'll have a passageway in the basement into the between the buildings.
Secret passageway.
No, not secret.
I like that, down in the basement.
But not open to the public.
No, where the artifacts are kept. Sounds like a story to me, a mystery story we could be writing
about.
Well,
you know, we have from time to time, and we don't, with special situations, we'll give people a tour through that area.
I can only imagine the history and all the...
Oh, there's some wonderful stuff
because
down
everybody
there.
Knows that if you want to study anything about Prescott history or the area of the history and even the state history, of go course. To Charlotte Hall Museum.
Absolutely.
I mean, have everything.
We begin with the prehistory,
mm-hmm.
and we pick that up through the territorial years, from the Yavapai before that, and then through the territorial years and up through statehood and into the early 20th century.
Right. Through the wintertime, do you still do the special living history days?
Oh, yeah. We do it all year round.
The weekends? Uh-huh.
It's second Saturday of every month.
Okay.
It varies. We might, there are a couple months when we move it around. For example, in December when we have Frontier Christmas, the first Saturday.
Right.
That's a living history substitute. And then in July, because the Prescott Indian Art Market is the second Saturday and mm-hmm. second weekend.
Right.
We don't have a living history day at that time. But for the most part, every month, second Saturday, we have interpreters all over the campus at the various historic buildings talking about the way things were.
Right.
In the 19th century.
Now, those are volunteers, right?
Almost all.
Yeah. Almost all volunteers. And so in order to be an interpreter or to be a volunteer docent there at the museum, are there opportunities for somebody with that interest to volunteer?
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
It takes a lot of training.
Sure.
And it takes, you have to have period clothing that we help you with in mm-hmm. terms of making sure that it's authentic.
Right.
We're always looking for additional interpreters.
I think it's fun.
That is a lot of fun. We run a training program for 16 weeks.
Oh, wow.
For volunteers, for people who are interested in just learning about our history in the museum. It starts, in January and runs into April.
Mm-hmm.
It's an hour and a half a week on a Thursday.
Wow.
And we have the largest class that anybody can remember right now. There's like 40 some of them.
Wow. That's amazing.
But, we have through almost 400 volunteers.
Right, exactly. But you have that many people that come through and visit the museum. You're also currently doing school trips.
Oh, we do school trips.
Field trips all the time.
We do school trips all the time, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's heavier in the spring and the fall than it is in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way our attendance is stronger in the summer and the better weather than it is in the winter. But, this groundbreaking is going to be on Thursday at 4:00.
Everybody's welcome to join you.
Everybody can come. The mayor's going to be there, the county commissioners, and a whole bunch of other folks, big donors, little donors. and we'll have a lot of fun.
And there's always an opportunity to become a member of the Charlotte Hall Museum.
Certainly, and there's an opportunity to support the Education Center as well.
Absolutely, ongoing. What are your hours at the Charlotte Hall Museum, Fred?
Well, this time of the year, it's 10 to 4. Except on Sundays, it is 12 to 4.
Every day?
Yeah,
10 to 4
day.
Every day except Sunday, then it's 12 to 4.
Yeah, and then during the peak season, we're open till 5.
Wow, every day.
The only days we close are Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving. Snowstorm days.
2019. Yeah. And one more question. Let everybody know where you're located. In case we've got some new listeners that have never been there that need to come and visit Charlotte Hall Museum.
415 West Gurley, and that's 2 blocks west of the courthouse.
Great. Fred Bell, Executive Director. Thank you for joining us today, sharing what's going on at Charlotte Hall. You're one of my favorite places in town. So love you guys, and can't wait to come out and see you.
Well, you come on. Thursday at 4:00. We'll see you.
There you go. Break that ground so we can get that building done. All right. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Christine Griffin, who is the principal of Granville Elementary School. Go Geckos!
Go Geckos!
I gotta say, we were talking about the big storm of 2019. You guys had two snow days.
That is...
Have you ever had snow... I mean, we've done a lot of two-hour delays and, you know, things like that, but ever a complete... Not one, but two snow days.
No, never. In my entire career as an educator have I had two snow days. It was fabulous.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know what the kids liked.
Yeah.
Yay! You know, they were all excited, I'm sure, ready to play out in the snow and doing. But as the principal, how did you deal with it?
Well, you know, you just you hunker in, right? You know that it's coming, so you do your Costco trip and then make sure that you're set to go for the next few days. So I enjoyed it, but I missed the kids and the staff and was happy to see them on Monday, and I'm sure the families were happy to have their children back at school on Monday.
Did they come back? Yeah, Lee's going, I was one of them. Did, they come back re-energized?
They are out of their minds because there's still so much snow on campus and all around that they just, I mean, they're kids. They want to play in the snow. And who are we to tell them, don't throw snowballs, right?
Probably the ones that are throwing snowballs.
Right.
Just saying. I noticed I saw on Facebook a picture of Supervisor Streeter. He's out there working on one of the schools moving snow. I mean,
He had his kids out there. Oh, yeah. He had his wife out there.
Yeah.
I think there may have been some sledding going on, though, off to the side.
That's
so
right.
Granville has a couple of nice hills there.
I know. Because as one who lives in the Granville area, not too far from the school, I know how much snow you got.
Yes.
And if you're facing north, which I think
our parking lots are, yes,
you do face north, just like me. The snow will be there till June.
Probably.
Especially those piles. Well, let's talk about the school year. It's the second semester.
It is.
And so what's going on?
It's been a fantastic year so far. We just finished up with Donuts for Dudes. And so we had a bunch of families come in and have enjoyed donuts with their kids in the mornings. We probably
Dudes.
Yeah.
You know, I like that because it breaks down the dad, grandpa, you know, brother. I mean, it could be any dude in your life where you find out when you start calling it a specific thing and somebody may not have that family member.
Yes.
And they feel left out. So you just qualified the whole thing, dudes.
That's right.
I love it.
Yes. And a huge turnout. And it was fun to see the families, right? But it's early in the morning, so that was good.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea.
And tomorrow is our first annual kindergarten roundup school tour from 6 to 7. So if any families that have a kindergartner that's coming to school next year, they can come at 6 o'clock and take a little self-guided tour of the school. The teachers will be there. We'll have other staff members there. Greco, our school mascot, will be there. And the kids will have a little treasure map that they can go around and fill out and get a prize at the end.
Well, that was one of the casualties of the snowstorm was Humboldt Unified School District was to have the expo on Saturday where all the schools were there to talk about kids and kindergarten and all of that. And so that took away that event that brought everyone together. And now everybody's doing something special, trying to share the school to those folks looking at a school home for their entering kindergartners.
Yes, school shopping.
School shopping. We look at that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, the expo sounds like it's a great community event.
It's wonderful.
And I can't wait to participate in it next year.
We participate every year with the chamber because we go, and what you're meeting is a lot of people who've recently moved here. And so it's an opportunity for us to get information about the community and talk to them. And since I know the schools so well and love them all, I'm kind of like the cheerleader director saying, oh, you like this? Here's Lake Valley. Here's Granville. Here's Liberty, you know,
yes.
And really love to help promote how wonderful our schools and keep them in the school district.
Well, it's a tough decision for families. I just can't imagine being faced with that. Like, where do you want your child to go to school? So it's good that they have these events that they can really educate themselves with.
I come from an era that pretty much your neighborhood school was your neighborhood school.
Right.
You know, and that's where you went.
Nope.
And
nope.
Then you went on to the neighborhood middle school or the neighborhood high school. So the fact that there's choice here,
right.
I can see why that might be confusing.
Yeah.
And what's the best? Trust me, you pick any school in the Humboldt Unified School District, it's a good school.
I agree.
It's just a matter. Some of them have a specific focus, maybe a little different, curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
But you meet people like Christine and you just realize your kids are in good hands.
Well, yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just leave it like that.
So that's tomorrow night?
Yes.
Okay, tomorrow night, what time?
6 to 7.
6 to 7, Granville mm-hmm. Elementary. Mm-hmm. Bring your kinders.
Yes. Monday, we have, on March 4th, we're hosting a reading and writing parent night that educates families about the current curriculum that we adopted, the reading curriculum, and it helps them find out what they can do at home to help their kids with reading and writing. And that is from... Oh, I lost it.
Is that school
5:30.
So all grade levels?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, you just told me two things, and it doesn't sound like you just have a 8-to-5 job.
No.
Sounds like you're there evenings and weekends and doing all this other kind of stuff.
No, I'm going to try to make it back to the volleyball game before it finishes up after this. So.
Go Geckos.
Go Geckos.
So that is Monday night.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
And so that's for any parents with children at Granville.
At Granville. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Busy lady.
Fun
okay,
things.
What else you got?
All right, we've got our Gecko Walk. It's our 7th annual Gecko Walk. It's a fundraiser where last year all the money went for field trips that they were able to raise. This year, we are converting our library to a media center. We're updating it. We're keeping all the books. We want to bring in some more books, but we're going to do some flexible seating. We're going to add some technology. So the funds raised from that Gecko Walk will go towards revamping our library to a media center.
And can anybody make a donation to that and not walk?
Absolutely. And that, we'll be taking, donations now. Fundraising goes through from now to March 8th.
Okay.
All right.
And aren't you participating 100 kids too?
We are. And that finishes up this Friday.
So
March 1st.
So we've got a few days to make some donations of non-perishable food items.
To any school.
You
can walk in to any school in Humboldt Unified.
She's being very nice, but there is a competition among the schools. And so she would really like you to make that donation to Granville Elementary. Just saying you can stop off, buy a case of green beans or something, and drop it right off to the school office.
Right. And all of that food goes to Humboldt families that are in need.
Our Hungry Kids program that we have through the Humboldt Unified School District that identifies kids that might have food challenges on the weekends. It's a wonderful program. Food insecurity, thank you very much.
Aww.
I was looking for insecurity, but I use challenges, but the thought that you go home and there's no food at home. And unfortunately, that happens way too often. And the community has come together to make sure that those kids are better prepared for learning by having a good meals on the weekends.
Just a full belly. That's it.
I couldn't imagine that. It breaks my heart. I could just cry.
No,
I could just cry.
Happens more and more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So are you familiar with Humboldt Education's Foundation for the Teacher of the Year Banquet?
I am.
You are.
But I'll let you talk about it.
No, you tell me. No. No, actually, I'm excited. This is my first experience with it. So all the kids in the school, 3rd through 6th grade, were invited to write an essay on their favorite teacher and why they were their favorite teacher. And our own personal Josh Schneider, he actually was nominated by a 6th grader, Cody Scar, that's how you say your last name, and we get to go and participate in this banquet. I'm excited. Hopefully Josh wins.
Right. All the schools send a nominated teacher that's been selected from the nominees from the kids themselves. And then at this dinner, a teacher at the elementary school level and a teacher at the middle high school level is recognized as Teacher of the Year. This is, I believe, the third or fourth year that was this was started to recognize quality and excellence in our schools. And it comes from the kids, which makes it real special.
That is the best part. And reading all those essays, it was phenomenal. And I'm really excited to present all of those essays that the kids wrote to our teachers so they have those to reflect on and keep.
And they read those essays at the dinner. So when
do the students read them?
I'm not sure if the students or you, the principal, but I know the
all
students
right.
are there
yes.
that make the nomination along with the teacher and the principal and, a whole bunch of other folks that are there to support the schools. It's a fun, fun event. It's open to the public. You know, you can purchase tickets by going through the Humboldt Education Foundation, because I know that.
And that money goes to just supporting
Humboldt teachers through mini grants. It also supports, there's some that is filtered for the hungry kids, and there's some that's filtered for, some scholarships too. So, yeah, it all stays here.
That's phenomenal.
Comes back into our teachers, and it's a fun evening. Because nobody's crazier than teachers when you get them outside the classroom. I bowled with Humboldt Unified School District and bowl for kids' sake. I have to emcee their event. There was how many lanes of crazy teachers having a good time. It was fabulous. It was the best time I ever had.
Was it 14 lanes?
It was 14. I don't know how many lanes they had, and there was 5 teachers on every lane, and they were just crazy group, but it was great.
Well, it's happening again this year. It's actually the week of spring break, so it'll be the weekend at the end of spring break. Well, so hopefully you'll have just as many crazy teachers there.
Are you bowling?
Of course I am.
You've got
to
bowl.
Heck
go
yes.
geckos, you
right.
know. So Granville Elementary School is located where?
We're in Granville off of Stover, sorry.
Uh-huh. Right as you go into the... As we call it, the old side of
yes,
Granville.
The one without the light.
Without the light, yes. But it's a wonderful school. Christine,
right.
You've done an amazing job every day. All these things are available if you go to their website, or I encourage you to follow them on Facebook. They do an amazing job on Facebook promoting and communicating what's going on at the school. So I'm one of your fans.
Yay.
I'm a liker.
Yeah,
Well, you have fun.
Thank you.
Have great,
thanks
great
for
things going
me.
On and bowl well. Teach all of our kids. Get a whole bunch of kinders in there. So we keep teaching our young people and making them good quality citizens. So,
well, it's our favorite thing to do. So
you guys
that's
do it
why
great.
We're educators.
You do it. And make a trip to Charlotte Hall Museum.
That's on my calendar. It's on my calendar.
All right, thank
Fred
you.
Fred was pretty convincing.
Fredville.
Yeah.
Christine Griffin, principal, Granville Elementary School. Go Geckos!
Go Geckos.
All right, short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley's Chamber Spotlight Business, KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can savour delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
Is an excerpt from Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
You've heard me say many times, we've eliminated 900 different diseases in animals with those little pellets and canned dog food with all the vitamins and minerals in it. Well, dogs and canaries and worms and crickets and monkeys and guinea pigs can all get high blood pressure. Cows get high blood pressure. But they don't get it when you give them those little pellets because we have everything in there to prevent the high blood pressure because we don't have insurance to pay for these drugs and surgeries and things. How do you tell a dog, well, you better sign up for a fitness center and take, you know, diuretics and calcium channel blocker? And so if we do what we've done for our animals, we cannot fail. We can eliminate high blood pressure in 90 days if everybody would take all 90 essential nutrients and stay away from the fried foods, stay away from the carbonated drinks, and watch what happens to that high blood pressure.
See Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, live at the Prescott Resort, located at 1500 Highway 69 in Prescott, Thursday, March 7th at 9 a.m. and again at 6 p.m. Admission is free. Reserve your seat at wallachseminars.com or call 844-WALLACH. That's 844-925-5224.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Sports betting in Arizona becomes legal if a bill becomes law. SB 1163 allows Indian tribes that are in Tribal Gaming Compact to conduct sports betting on their land, but also to run gambling kiosks outside their casinos.
I'm tired of seeing our money going to Nevada, to other gambling organizations that are offshore.
Senator Sonny Borelli says the legislation is not a mandate and protects tribal sovereignty. The bill is headed next to Senate rules. The Humboldt Unified School District is on a modified bus schedule.
In Legend Hills, there's one bus stop at the mailboxes. In the Coyote Springs, Antelope Meadows, and Paquito Valley areas, all stops will be on the main paved road only. In the Blue Hills area, students at Merrill and Chestnut will need to go to Newtown and Wicklow. Students along South and North Hobie Trails go to Acoma Trail and Smoke Eye. All stops on South Manzanita Boulevard and East Indian Hills Drive have been moved to South Dewey Road. Stops on Orm and Cherry Roads off Highway 169 have been moved to Old Black Canyon Highway and East Prescott Street. All stops from Mortimer Farms have been moved to Kachina Animal Hospital on Highway 169 and South Hendrickson Road. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Mostly sunny, warming through the week, but mostly cloudy this evening. Chilling after bedtime to about 33 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Clearing with sunny highs near 57 tomorrow through Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a mostly cloudy late night low near 35. Sunny highs up to 66 Wednesday through Friday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth a family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
At Kachina Animal Hospital, they know your pet is like family. And as with any family member, your pet deserves the finest possible health care. So at Kachina Animal Hospital, they've set their standards very high. They have a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians to treat your dogs, cats, and pocket pets. For more information, or to schedule an appointment for your best pal, give them a call at 772-8225. That's 772-8225. Or online at kachinaanimalhospital.com.
In this moment, who has your back?
Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty Manzanita Red Ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley News Chamber Spotlight on Business. And my first guest is Eric Van Elberg. He is the Service Director for B&W Fire and Security Systems. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hi, Marnie. I'm doing great.
Good to have you back.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
And you guys both are here, and you survived the big snowstorm of 2019.
That's right.
Did it affect your business at all, Eric?
Not at all, actually. Mm-hmm. We had 2 days of delay because we closed business on Thursday or Friday, but we were able to catch up.
Right, right.
Shift some things around and chat with our clients to make sure that they were taken care of.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of how we are. I think the big thing was communicating. And I spent a lot of time posting and helping businesses communicate when they were closed mm-hmm. and when they were opening from just my small little world through the chamber. But you know,
the world keeps turning regardless of whether or not right, we're closed for a snow day.
I know. Well, what's really weird when you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of nature says you're going to put a stop to this.
Time to eat everything at the back of your fridge, right?
Yeah. Boy, and you mentioned that because that's all I thought about was like, okay, what time is lunch? What time is dinner? You know, what's the snack? Okay, talk about B&W Fire
Security. Okay, absolutely. B&W Fire Security Systems. If you're not familiar with us already, we've been around for 30 years, locally owned and operated by one family, the Bratcher family. And we offer life safety inspection services for fire alarms, extinguishers, sprinkler systems, backflow preventers. We can do repairs on all of these systems, and we also do new installations. So if you're thinking about building a new house in Prescott and you're in that wildland-urban interface area and need a residential sprinkler system, please let your general contractor know you'd like a bid from B&W. We'd be happy to put together a number for you.
Is it easier to go ahead and install that stuff while the house is under construction than it is to come in after the fact?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless you want a bunch of pretty soffits and, you know, running pipe after a house is already built is challenging, certainly. Mm-hmm. There are ways to do it and mm-hmm. Properly, but.
Yeah, we're not telling people that if you want a fire system, a safety system, not to do it if your house is already built. It's just give you a call because you can make it happen, but
absolutely.
It's easier.
Yep, it's easier to do it when the house is being built. However, there are other options for protecting your home if it was built without a sprinkler system before these regulations took effect in Prescott. You can install a full detection fire alarm system in addition to your home smoke detectors. If you have a security system, we have smoke detectors that tie into your security system and notify you even when you're not home.
Mm, okay. So when you talk about security systems, are you talking about cameras?
Oh, that as well. Yeah, we do offer CCTV cameras and access control systems, but I was referring specifically to burglar alarm systems.
So, oh, okay.
We have burglar alarm systems that you can connect smart devices to. You've probably heard about automated homes. You know, you've got light switches and door locks and even shades being controlled remotely. That can all be done with the systems that we install. So you could be in China or in Australia and decide, let's go ahead and turn the heat up a little bit for the dog. He's probably a little cold.
I cannot believe that. Yeah. I mean, I know the technology is advanced to that point, but sometimes I'm just amazed at where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Amazed
it's really
at
cool.
where we're at. Absolutely.
Yeah. And
so you can tie in all those systems. Let's say I have a smart TV or a smartphone and I have no clue on how to pull it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that.
Yes. Absolutely.
Wow.
And one of the biggest challenges that people are encountering with a lot of these kind of do-it-yourself smart systems is they're very vulnerable to hackers. So you may have read news stories lately where people have these smart lights and these cameras, these CCTV cameras in their homes, like Ring or Nest or something like that, and people are hacking into them and communicating with them, and also reviewing the footage and stuff like that of these people. So,
seriously?
Yeah, and this can all be done. I mean, if it's a device connected to the internet, there's a way, you know, but we put safeguards in place to prevent that and introduce additional security measures to prevent hackers from getting into your systems that we install.
That seems extremely worthwhile, and yeah. I just was reading something because somebody was asking that I'd never heard of. And you mentioned the same words, Ring and Nest. I've never heard of those before. And they were asking about it, and it's a doorbell visual system or something like that yep. you install on your own. And so you said they're very vulnerable to hackers.
I wouldn't say that they're very vulnerable. Obviously, they're taking steps to prevent that.
Right.
The most advanced level hackers are gaining access, and there have been some recent high-profile news stories. But we just take additional.
Just go to the professionals.
Place. Yeah.
Just go to you guys. I'm telling you.
Just give us a call.
There's a lot of people with too much time on their hands to figure out that they want to look at my door, you know, for mm-hmm. crying out loud. Okay. How do we get a hold of you?
928-772-8008 is our phone number, our local phone number. You can, if you feel like faxing us a bid invite, it's 928-772-1104. You can always email us at info, that's I-N-F-O, at bwfiresecurity.com. We also have on our website, bwfiresecurity.com, a form where you can fill out your inquiry.
And you're located where?
We're located at 8544 East Eastridge Drive. I don't know who came up with that name, but it's wonderful.
Yeah,
and
you're right there
the shippers
front.
Love it.
You're right there
East
on the
Eastridge Drive, right on the frontage road on 69. If you're familiar with where the Midas building used to be, we have now occupied that
yeah, building, good so. Location. Great location. I've been a friend of yours and fan and watched you move around. You finally got this great storefront and this yeah. property here, and it's good to have you.
Thank you.
Eric, thank you.
I really appreciate the time, Marnie.
Oh, appreciate having you here. So as you go talk about your home, not your home, your business, mm-hmm. talking about fire and security, because we'll also go back to mentioning, Eric, you also do businesses besides just home. I've got John Olson here, is owner of Dustbusters Janitorial Services, commercial cleaning services.
Just commercial.
Just commercial. And I have to say, I'm going to shout out for you because the chamber, we use you guys. And the time that the value of the time my employees get to do their jobs instead of cleaning some of the stuff that we have to do, you're worth it. So
that's kind of what we're here for.
Right. So let's talk about it.
Well, Dustbusters has been in business for 15 years. Started out as a little small, working out of someone's house. And so it's been 15 years. We've grown quite a bit. We do strictly just commercial. That's what we focus on. We do construction cleans, move-out cleans. But we do mostly 99% of our business is janitorial.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our business is done at night. We do a lot of daytime stuff, some stuff during the day as well. But most of our stuff is done in the evening. So we have a lot of vampires that work for us. They work the late night hours out till late nights and do a real good job. We have a lot of employees. We have 30 to 35 employees,
wow.
most of which are here in the Quad City area. But we also service the Verde Valley and have a full team of cleaners up in Flagstaff as well. So we keep ourselves quite busy.
Mm-hmm. Do you provide a variety of the services, the janitorial end of things? Let's say, you know, maybe I need more of one thing type of cleaning than I would need another. Like, you know, I don't want to vacuum. I can't vacuum, but I will take care of my own office, that kind of thing.
That varies from every single
right.
account. We do custom quotes for companies because everybody has different needs.
Mm-hmm.
Some companies we clean 7 days a week. Some companies we clean 1 day a week, 2 days a week. We have accounts that we do that actually have no days off. We clean them 365 days a year. So it varies from, that's why we have so many employees, because it varies.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of employees we all have helps us a lot because we can cross train. So many times a smaller company won't have that advantage because we have two or three people that can do the account, that are trained at that. So when someone else is ill or sick, you still have somebody that can step in and do the job.
Right, right. Wow, 7 days a week, almost 24 hours a day.
And we do all kinds of medical buildings. We do medical buildings, we do office buildings, we do churches, all types of different types of commercial or industrial mm-hmm. buildings, manufacturing buildings, retail. all different types. So it keeps us pretty busy.
So if somebody's interested in your services, and the best thing to do is they call you, and then you would meet with them and see their specific needs, how many times, you know, whether it's once, twice, what their time schedule is, and set up a plan that way.
Absolutely, because different types of businesses require different types of services. If you're a medical building, you're going to be a lot different than you're doing somebody or a company that does manufacturing, for example, mm-hmm. Or a company that may do maybe a garage. Obviously, it's going to be a lot different than a medical facility.
Right.
There's also differences between doing homes and doing commercial. Some people think it's the same, but it's really very, very different. For example, in a home, people want things to smell really good and really clean. But the problem when you're in a commercial environment is you have a lot of people with allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And because of those allergies, you have to be careful what you use. You can use a detergent that you smells really good on the counter, but if the person comes in and is allergic to what you just put on their their surface, that's not a good thing. So we use non-allergenic products that basically people don't have to worry about that.
Across the board?
Across the board, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, except for when you're using restrooms or bathrooms or things like that. You're using stuff that smells good, but basically it's going to be gone within hours after you're done because mm-hmm. we don't want that to linger because people have allergies.
Right, right. So how would somebody get a hold of you?
They get a hold of us by calling our number at the office at 928-778-6969. Our offices are in Prescott. We have been in Prescott for about 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And our address is 540 6th Street, Suite G, right there near the town square.
But then again, like you said, you cover the whole Quad City area,
Verde
Valley, and up to Flagstaff. So anybody listening that's looking to make your life a little bit easier, if you're running an office, you're running a business, sometimes just taking that little piece of it off your plate makes a big difference in what you're doing and attention that you can pay to what, you know, your actual job is as opposed to some of those other things, which is what you do so well,
John. That's what we try to do. And we also do, which is somewhat unique, is we do full background checks on all of our employees, and we do nationwide background checks. We get a lot of people here who are from out of town or from mm-hmm. out of state. They come across from the Midwest, California, all over the country, and we do background checks on all of them. So we make sure that the people that are doing or cleaning your buildings are actually guaranteed to be a safe person that's doing it.
Mm, quality business, holding to a high standard.
We try. And we try to customize quotes, especially for each individual business, because every business is so unique.
Right. Don't just sit there and think that this wouldn't work for me. Get him in, talk to him. He can tell you how he can work with you on that, right?
Yes, for
okay.
sure.
Excellent. Let's get your phone number one more time.
It's 928-778-6969.
And do you have a website, John?
We do have a website. It's under construction right now,
okay.
but they can Gmail us. They can email us at dustbustersjanitorialservices@gmail.com.
Great. Janos and Dustbusters, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for doing all of our wonderful cleaning,
too. Thank you.
We send that out to you.
We enjoy doing it, too.
Yeah, we have an easy one.
It's
just a little office. And Eric, thank you for joining us, B&W Fire Security Systems. Appreciate both of you. Chamber Spotlight on Business, two of our wonderful businesses in the Prescott Valley Quad City area. We're so glad you joined us. Thank you. All right, short break here, and it's time to say good night here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and KQNA.com.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick-and-mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been, good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell, and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And everyone, thank you for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. As we said, we've been having a lot of fun talking about the storm of 2019. Yes, it has been a lot of snow and people are out there. Again, just be careful. Take your time. It's still melting. And then in the nighttime, we can get some frozen ice. And so it's just better to take your time and be slow out there and understand that it's still beautiful. If you're driving up 69 and look towards the Mingus Mountains, it is a vision. So enjoy it while we can. Spring is on its way, I promise. So thank you all for joining us. Next week, we have Superintendent Dan Streeter from Humboldt Unified School District here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Have a great 2 weeks.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reprographics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.